The first question was if there's a chilek b'malicha, the is maluach and the heter is tafel. If the maluach is lamal or lamato, so that's two shitas the mechaber brings. Yanal mechaber says that there is a difference. There's a din of tatal gaber and ilo gaber by malicha. It's only relevant in the case where one is maluach and one is tafel. And they're both maluach. That's an irrelevant point. The issue is only relevant in the case where is the maluach. Lamat and the heter is tuffel, or vice versa. The issue is maluach and the heter is tuffel. Who's on top? Who's on bottom? The Rambam says there's yesh cholkim. So that's the minhag l'maisa. Okay. So I asked you to explain the you said the heter of sif yud beis and sif yud gimel. So I really wanted 2 points. I think I gave most people, half to thirds, depending on how the guy wrote it. And also my mood. There's no rhyme or reason in the checks and the numbers. I just was, when I was in a bad mood, I put higher numbers because I don't want to be any Yisurim. And I was in a good mood, I gave lower numbers. I don't give X's. I don't give X's. I also did some spelling corrections, both in English and in Hebrew, especially in the English part, or the basic Hebrew part. Now everybody's going to start looking and seeing where their corrections are. Yeah. Okay. So Sif Yud Beis and Sif Yud Gimel, it deals with the shaila of there can the Kayach of Maliach take something out of the Kli? Is the Kayach of Maliach take something out of the Kli? So there's 2 Svaras, which the Shach throws in a Svar in Mem Beis of, we applied, like it's a Lach of Tor Maliach with Tomei Tofel. So the Isser is in the Kli, the Heter is Maluach, so the Heter is Maluach, and the Tomei, the Isser, is Tofel. So the Shach throws in that Svara. We also had the Svara before, which we discussed, we mentioned it over here, and the Shach brings the Mem Dalet, that there's a Svara of Ein Malicha L'Kelim, which is a separate Svara. Because the Svara of Tor Maliach and Tomei Tofel is true not only by Kelim. So the Shach brings both Svaras. That's what I wanted both Svaras. Okay. In the applications you can work out fine. The heter of Sif Yud Dalet, so Be'er the heter, the yesod of the heter of Sif Yud Dalet. So I really wanted people to explain to me this concept of that in a Nesser Oisra Yosim in a Oisra. That I wanted people to explain that point. That's really the, because that's the point that the heter of Sif Yud Dalet, not the Isra of Sif Yud Dalet. Some of them gave me the Isra of Sif Yud Dalet, which I gave some credit for. The issue of Sif Yud Dalet is even if you're not saying Chanan, you have to be Mishar connected the whole piece of Melach, because we're Mishar with the full amount. That's the issue. I didn't ask about that. I asked about the Heter. Right? So but the question is, but the Melach, it's Tam is Nirgash even more than Samach, so why is it both of the Samach? Because the Nesar, which is the Melach, can't be more Chomer than the Dam, which is the Oyser. The Dam is what Asers. And the Dam does not have a Kayach to be Aser more than Shishim, so therefore, even though the Melach has a Kayach to be give Tam more than Shishim, but we're not Machmer in the on the Melach more Chomer than if it was Dam, and Dam wouldn't be Aser more than Shishim, so it doesn't Aser more than Shishim. That's what I wanted. Okay, what is the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuvav Sif Aleph? I really should have put in parentheses a yud and a mem, right? Because that wasn't fair, so I gave more credit for that. There are multiple chiddushim in Sif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't want the Ramah. I didn't want the Shulchan Aruch. Right. There's multiple chiddushim. One is that you don't say Chanan by Shari Surim, but that really we've seen the Shulchan Aruch in multiple places. Besides that, that's not really the main chiddush over here, but. I gave something for that, I think. Your Mashiach Keneged, the Shishim Keneged, the Isra Balua, right? even though, again, we don't know how much it was Berleia, and that the Isser itself, is Mistarif to Mimavatl to the Shishim. It's Mistarif to the Shishim to Mimavatl. Right? So, that's really the point that I wanted. Is it a Kiddush on top of not saying Chanan? It's wrangled, yes. This idea that, again, it's part of the magic of Bliyas, that we're gonna don as if it's full of a Bliya, the full amount, and we're also going to say it's also Heter, the full amount, so that it can be, that Isser and Heter can use the exact same space. To my feeble mind, that's a Kiddush. I mean, is it a Kiddush more over here than anywhere else? I don't know. The Mechaber says other places also. It's not the first place he says it. I pointed out we had it before. It is found before in Siman Tzadi Tes. Yes. We didn't have it yet.
Well, that's
true, but I mean, even that did it true according to Ramah. If the shishim and the chaticha connected the Isser, you don't say chanan, the chaticha remains mutter. But there's no chanan because there's shishim. The chaticha came about to what it absorbs. The question is, once you answer it, and you don't do that, what happens next?
But we're not answering it because we're not saying
Kanan.
But you're
answering what's in it. We're saying the full amount is answered.
The full amount of the chaticha, the full amount of what went in.
Well, okay. Well, if we don't know, we would answer based on the whole chaticha, which means I'm saying the chaticha is full of Isser. And then that's so the idea that you can be full of Isser, the same 3 ounces can be used for Isser and for Heter at the same time. I happen to find that extraordinary. I mean, yeah, this is welcome to the magic of Bliyas. Okay, but that's the point that I wanted. If you held the walls in the Kiddush, that's why you didn't write it. You can come to me afterwards. I'll give you better credit. Right. I just want to point out one thing, just I didn't really point this out when we were learning it. We gave the example, the simple example, you had a chaticha which absorbs the 3 ounces, we gave an example, it absorbs the chaticha is 3 ounces, right? Right? And it absorbed Isser, so we say, well, four, we don't know how much Isser, 3 ounces. But the Mechaber also says, Lefi cheshbon Isser Shabbat. Right? So that means like this, let's say, you had a pot, and the pot is 50 ounces. Total, between the Reitzev and the Chatichas, etc., right? 60 ounces, right? And 10 ounces of Isser fall in, so it's not Shishim, right? So now I take a Chaticha out of that pot. So it's 1/6 Isser, right? Or 1/7, right? If there were 60 to start with and you add a 10, so there's a total of 70. So in each piece, we assume 1/7 is Isser. Right? The Fi Cheshbon Shabbat means that in the original, if it was in the terubas to start with, and part of the terubas is Heter, part of the terubas is Isser, whatever the ratio is applies to each item within the terubas as well. So if the Isser was Nivla in a situation of a Taruvus of 1/6 or 1/7 or 1/5, whatever the number is, so that's the amount of Isser in this Chaticha. So this Chaticha is 10 ounces, this is even 7 ounces, there's 1 ounce of Isser and 6 ounces of Isser. So I need Shishin to Mevatel, not 7 ounces, I need Shishin to Mevatel 1 ounce, even though the Chaticha is 7 ounces. A case where Isser goes directly into a Chaticha by itself, I don't know how much was belay. I say you need 7 ounces because that's the whole chaticha. If I know 1 ounce went in, I need 1 ounce. Over here, 10 ounces went in, but it went in throughout the whole pot. So it's got to be that. We assume it was nispasha b'shofa. Make sense? We got these. Some people give me this funny look. Yeah? No, it doesn't make sense. I mean, if I'm saying you don't disagree. I give three scenarios of how much you're eating Masharik. Masharik connected as this. So first scenario, simple scenario, you have one chaticha here all by itself, Isser falls on it. I know how much Isser there was. There was an ounce of Isser, and the piece is 3 ounces. So how much Isser is here? 1 ounce. No, you can't more Isser than one fellow. Second scenario, I have a piece of meat sitting myself, it's 3 ounces, and Issa falls on it, I don't know how much. I'm a shower, 3 ounces. Why? Because I have to assume it's more like Issa. Right? Third scenario. Because it wasn't sitting myself, it was sitting in a pot. With other items. With rights of other pieces of meat, etc. And now Issa falls into the pot. So this is going to be mispashed throughout the pot equally. So now I'm going to apply the ratio of the Issa to the heter and the pot to each chatichah separately. So now when that chatichah falls out into another thing, I need shishin to mevatel the ratio of Issa and the chatichah. Okay. After the fact of Osir, the chatichah, Nas, and the Bela, you said Echad, Be'er, Loma, Kain, O, Lo. So not so many people gave me the Be'er part, so that's when some people didn't get full amounts. And the answer to the question is, it's a Mechloikis, right? That's, if the person would answer me that, what? Just whether it's Mechloikis. I would have given some credit, I guess. But at most half, because the person didn't explain why, right? So the passage of the reading of Rashi is that they're the same din. The reason why after Sefer Osir, we'd say that even though you could theoretically drain this item from all of this which is in it, it still remains Osir because it's a din chana. So that's very simple. We understand the concept very simply. So because the Isser, the heter becomes Isser, so then there's no din of it. You can drain it from the Isser and make it heter again. And that fits very well nicely with the way, you know, we saw from the Shach before. Even if you have a way to filter out all of the Isser, it would still remain Osir. Because there's no din of Efshel L'Sechta. So Efshel L'Sechta, even though Efshel L'Sechta remains also. That's the correct way of reading it according to Rashi. And that's because of Chatichah Nasas Nevel. Okay, that's the way we learned, that's the Pasha reading of Rashi. There are Akhrenim which are not like that in Rashi, but Yad Yehuda actually learns Rashi not like that, but that's a Pshuta Shamikra in Rashi. The Rashi himself says like that as well. He says it's only true by Basar B'cholov, because Basar B'cholov, Taka, that's true, that the Basar is an integral part of the Isser. There's Din of Chanan by Basar B'cholov. So then there's the Nefesh Sech Nasser by Shari Sermon. There's no Din of Chatichah Nasas Nevelah according to Rashba, Rashba of the Rishon Pasuk of the Ben Ephraim. So then there's no Din of Nefesh Sech Nasser. That's what the Rashba says in Chedushim. But the Rashba comes along and says, the Rashba himself comes along and says, but there's a new problem in Hagolah Lo'ichlam. Practically, it can't come out. Then we said the Ran comes along and says that the Turvin didn't. That's the Turvin didn't. Right? The din of Chatichah Nasas Nevelah is up for debate, etc. But even if by Shari Sermon you don't say Chatichah Nasas Nevelah, after the circle is still Osir, because once there was your Nikva Shem Yisra on the item, it doesn't get it didn't have to. Now it's not Kula Yisra that you need Shishan connected it. You're not saying Chatichah Nasas Nevelah. But once there was Nikva Shem Yisra on the item, right? So it remains Osir. There's interesting Prima Gadol says, let's say Eliyahu and Nabi would come and tell me there's no Issa there anymore. So the Takabi Mutter. But we don't assume that. And like the way the Pastor learning the ratios, I mean, even a Mashu state it's enough to say that you wouldn't say Heter. I saw a fascinating Ha'ora, which I don't know what to do with. You know, the Yad Yehuda says, the Beis Yosef Sakasha, he says, that if the reason is because we're questioning that some of the Isser was it wasn't niflat b'shava, and maybe some of the enough Isser stated that the solicitor in the chatichah, so timus kfeila should work. So the din is that timus kfeila b'feirish does not work in the case of yitzchazik yisura. That's the din of timus kfeila only works in the case of yitzchazik yisura. Yad Yehuda says no kasha because yitzchazik yisura. End the conversation. So that gets involved in that child which we discussed, you know, is Isser inside of Heter called Yitzchazik Yisur or not? Because, again, we're going without Chanan. So Betzim, really the Heter is still Heter, and there's just Isser there. So the Heter is Heter. The Heter never was Isser. So the case of the Taylor was you had an Isser in something. And I want to know, did it change to Heter? So that was the child which we had before. Do Belius inside something make it Osir? Is that called Yitzchazik Yisur or not? So But you, in Kain, the Baishes of Astakasha would be a raya to that, that Shmaitzah, that the Shmaitzah says it's not called Yitzchak Zik Yisura. Right?
What's the case of Kfeila by Yitzchak Zik Yisura?
Pashas, that this is the case. No, that's the case of the Beferish. I don't remember what the case of Beferish is. The case of the Beferish. What's the case? Let's say the case could be. We weren't sure if they did the malicha on the item. So the vadi was dam here, and you have to know if the dam was removed, right? So my child was not on the, whether the mean is mutter or not. I know there was a vadi yisur of dam, and they do a maisha to remove it. Is dam the same thing as everything else? Hashas, it is. I'm not remembering the case. It's a good question. I have to look it up. Same, but. I mean, it's interesting because see the Pri Begadim, beginning of Tzari Ches in the Sif Seid Das and Sif Katan Beis. He gets involved in the Rayas about the Monas of Mesech Levitumai, William Mesech Levitumai over here, from the case of that they said the woman wasn't Nanas by case of Shruya. They're shelling, he says you have to use Lois Kazakh. He's like, you see over there, Lois Kazakh. I'm not sure he says what the case over here of Lois Kazakh is, though.
I guess by Vassar Kalad, everyone should be masked by
it. Because it becomes Isser, yeah. I don't see, he fears us. He doesn't come back to the Maskana to say what the case over here of Iskazal Iskazak is at the end of the Prima Gaudim. You know, the Shach raises that question. You know, he also doesn't come back and discuss what the case is.
What would the logic be, even why Kayla shouldn't be in this conversation?
But
what would the logic be, why Kayla, if it's about time, Kayla is establishing the presence of time, why would that not be discussed? You know
that? Well, okay, so there's a big deal over there. What's a heter of his, a heter of kvela? There's two malas of kvela. The malas of kvela, number one is that he's a baki, he in talmud, and number two he has a business. So there's a chazaka that he's not going to be isra. He's not going to be do say something. Talmud, there's no flavor. I taste there's flavor, so his reputation is destroyed. So lemara chazkasi. He doesn't want to undermine his reputation. So therefore that should act as a raya that he's saying the truth. So there's two svaras. So, if you go with the first svara, so alone, so then the general modus, we find cases of goyis nehman by mesiach lefitumah. The goyis we made on something is not nehman. He made echad in misuri is not nehman, right? But there was a heter mesiach lefitumah. The second svara lemarum nosei lemarach eskasi, even though he's telling you, he knows that you're relying on him. Adarabah, the svara of Lamar Cheskase, Lamar Mnose is much stronger in the case he knows that you're relying on him. So, do you need the together with Kfela, do you need the Daphne Seath Bitumar or not? That's the Diyam beginning of Tzadi Ches. Or is the heter of Kfela rooted in he knows what he's doing and it's regular Nemonis of a Goy, Mesiath Bitumar? Or there's an extraordinary Nemonis over here. Because lemarim nasi, there's chazaka lemarim nasi. That's the din over there, and that. But otherwise, the goy is not nema. Now, if you learn, the heter is the din of mesiach levitumoy. So mesiach levitumoy, a goy is nema mesiach levitumoy. The same way erech is nema bisurin. Erech is not nema bisurin, but means chazak yisurin. The goy mesiach levitumoy is not better than erech is nema bisurin. The goy mesiach levitumoy gets the same din as erech is nema bisurin. So if the nemonis is because Lomar Cheska say he's not going to lie, so now you have to don that is the svar Lomar Cheska say. You know, because that were very not fair in the word chazaka, right? Because we have a call ruba chazaka ruba odif. Chazaka enam peretas manai is not a chazaka; it's a right. Chazaka just means that there's a halachic assumption. There's a halachic assumption based on the concept of chazaka the meikara. That's called a chazaka. And then there is a halachic assumption because since most people are like this, they will not pay tazmana. They're afraid they're going to pay tazmana. That's called a rive in English. Right? So if I have chazaka the tazmana, connected chazaka the meikara, that wins because we're chazaka rubadi. The chazaka that the uman will not be marum nase is a rive. A rive is never connected to chazaka the meikara. So if you tell me the nemonis, because the ruba tells me that the goy wouldn't take an uman who has a business, doesn't want to undermine his business, so he's never even connected to his chazak. If the nemonis requires a sechel vitumoi, so that's a regular din of a goy being nemon. An erech nem yisurin, a goy is not nemon, but a sechel vitumoi is nemon. But that's only, he's not better than erech nem yisurin, which doesn't work connected to his chazak. That's the deal over there, right? Okay. I have to look over there what the case we're talking about over there, and the mice and the place.